From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least two demonstrators were reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police in Iran. Protesters upset the country's economy is sagging with high unemployment. Observers also say they're upset with President Hassan Rouhani, who won re-election in May with promises to revive the economy. Sanam Vikal is an Iran analyst at Chatham House.
This is sort of a make-or-break moment for Rouhani, and the protests are really drawing people together on these grievances of inflation, unemployment, growing inequality and corruption. So this is his moment to either come out and actually address some of these grievances in a meaningful way, or he will just ultimately be lumped in with the rest of the political elite.
Iran's 2015 nuclear deal is seen as Rouhani's major achievement. The deal made with the U.S., five other world powers, curbed Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for relief from international sanctions, but economic growth has not followed. Russian news outlet Interfax reporting that a suspect in the St. Petersburg bombing has been arrested. The blast came from a homemade bomb, injured at least 13 people. Militant group Islamic State claimed responsibility. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called it an act of terrorism. Pakistan says that almost 92% of its largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced by the end of 2018, insisting the project is critical for national security and for promoting peace and stability in Afghanistan. Afghanistan insists the barrier would add to problems for divided families on both sides. This is VOA News. A survey conducted by three national universities has revealed more than 16,000 farmers have committed suicide in India's northern Punjab state over the last 16 years. Reuters' Sadia Chaudhry reporting.
The most common reason cited for this staggering number of suicides is the inability to repay loans which farmers take out for seeds and fertilizers. More than half of India's farming households are in debt. And despite write-offs by the government, they still owe hundreds of millions of rupees to banks and moneylenders. Punjab has the highest crop productivity and the largest irrigated area among the states, but this also puts pressure on small and marginal farmers. In 2015 alone, nearly 13,000 farmers took their own lives. More than half of them were due to bankruptcy or other farm-related debt. The vast majority of victims in these cases were those workers whose plots were smaller than 5 acres.
Reuters' Sadia Chaudhry reporting. Associated Press reporting that the first month of President Trump's term in office, he sent an American scholar to meet with North Korean officials and to relay a message of hope. Now Mr. Trump has criticized China for facilitating oil shipments to North Korea in violation of U.N. Security Council sanctions. Despite China's insistence, the sanctions are being enforced. Doubts do persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. The U.N. Security Council last week imposed new sanctions designed to limit North Korea's access to oil in response to the country's recent long-range missile test. It has been a busy year for Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy as he tries to stop Catalonia from breaking away from Spain. In his end-of-the-year address, Rajoy said the new Catalan parliament should hold its maiden session on January the 17th.
I hope we can have a government in Catalonia as soon as possible and that it is open to dialogue and able to relate to all Catalans.
Earlier in the year, Madrid took control of the autonomous region of Catalonia following an illegal referendum in October, which led to a declaration of independence by separatist leaders. Pro-independence parties secured a slim majority in the December 21st election, but it may take months for a new government to emerge. Many of their leaders are facing legal proceedings over their role in the independence declaration. More than two decades after the U.S. state of California became the first state to legalize medical marijuana use, on January 1st, it becomes the final West Coast state to legalize marijuana for recreational purposes. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.